Okay.
Yeah.
Coming at you from the club. It's 97.5. The Squirt.
It's 54.6. Where the fuck Alex said last time?
Welcome back to Drop Dice, your favorite D&D podcast.
I didn't like that either.
Cut that.
I'm fine with a lot, but that was too much.
You're welcome.
Let's stick to the slurp.
That was pretty flagrant.
Yeah. Anyway, where we last left the party off, they have been rejoined by some lost companions. Ak and Jurgen have made their way back.
True.
Jurgen's just out here being an adopted dad to a bunch of trees, dealing with the loss of his wife.
He's the Lorax.
Kind of is.
Jurgen was married?
Ask him about it.
I'm just saying.
Ak just kind of blinked and then was gone and then was back.
Yeah.
They're all on the Golden Gods sailing for Matorka. We'll see what fun ocean stuff I can find in the Master Manual.
Hopefully nothing, because we sacked two bottles
safe.
For Manon.
Actually, three.
True.
You know, I think last time we played, we went into the Pocket Realm, and I think you or someone saw the grave. It was like, oh, that's weird. And then it was never brought up again.
Never commented.
It just never got talked about.
Makes sense.
Well, because I remember we asked you about it, and you're just like, nah.
I don't remember.
And that it was still pretty fresh.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I was like, oh, what's that about? And you're like, no. I'm like, all right.
Very cool. That's great.
Let's go around and introduce ourselves. I am Amber, your DM.
I am Fig, playing Kronk, Enator, Christener of Boats. That's it for today.
I'm Ben. I play Ak, the Wine Thief.
Alec, the Church Burner.
Greg. That's it.
Fargrim, the cultist hater. Yeah, excited to see Gary.
I also want to get rid of the cultists. I'm not vibing with
you. Mean our tier 3 subscribers.
Yeah.
Super fans.
Super fans.
They're gifting subs.
I hate you guys.
Our Patreon subscribers.
They're liking and subscribing. Dude.
Are all of these cultist NPCs people on the Patreon?
No. They're randos.
Then we got rid of them.
No.
You're only reaffirming this to me.
They're super fans.
Yeah, you're sailing. You've been sailing for the better part of 2 days. You have decent winds, but not like optimal winds.
So. Back, I need another bottle.
Shameless plug, you too could join
me too.
Our collective by liking and subscribing.
Here's one.
All right.
No.
I'm gonna smash it on the fucking.
This is heresy.
Boat. We need more wind. Manon.
That's not how it works.
Wind.
This is broken glass on the deck now.
Sticky broken.
Super fans, clean it up.
Hey, can I get a bottle?
Yeah, no, here you go.
I don't break it. I'm just slamming it.
Gregor. You've had some like
man of taste,
decent wines over the course of your life through like different. This is the best wine you've ever had in your life.
Nice.
And you look at its twin bottle that looked even older and nicer. That Kronk just smashed, and you're like,
yeah.
Don't wait, we've got like 100 plus more. We're fine.
Not for long.
At this pace.
Not if these winds keep up.
You notice Reginald is the one with the dustpan cleaning up the broken glass.
Thank you, Reginald.
His hand is still bleeding a little bit.
From what?
Yeah, that looked at.
I mean, the saints looked at it when they did it.
I'm Greg.
You see bad is carved and like slightly infected into his hand.
So cringe.
Yeah, can you clean that up a little?
Yeah, I'll burn. I have a level 1 spell slot. I'll cure wounds.
Thank you, saints. He just falls prone at your boots.
You cleaned that up super well. You earned this.
No. I'm just like not. I just take another long pull. And I'm just going to go sit like lean against the railing and stare off into the horizon. Drink my wine.
Kronk's never been a sailor, but he's been in the general proximity of sailors.
He knows.
So he's very confident that, like,
he
this
knows
is probably
words,
what he should be doing.
But he doesn't know what they mean.
He's never actually seen it happen because he's never bothered to go to a ship christening.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm pretty convinced that this is how it works.
It's not. I'm gonna grab a bottle from Ak and also start drinking it.
I'm pretty sure this is just what all you religious folk do all the time. You just be like, hey, insert name of deity, do the thing.
No.
Way more
and
than
then
that.
You like throw him a bone or whatever.
Way more than that. You don't even, you don't
you,
get
you like lube up every day.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, all right, Ulrich, don't fuck me.
Every day.
Or something.
He is breaking a bottle every day, though, so it's like,
I'm just doing the thing you guys do.
It's not the same. Because it's different from what I do, it's lesser.
I just find it unlikely that every single day these people who are out on ships, like 365, right, are bringing
it's actually
that many bottles of wine.
Well, yeah, they didn't do it every day, but it's why they had poor winds. Because we have access to the supplies, so we could be doing it more.
You don't know they had poor winds.
I'm pretty sure that's how the like sea god thing works. The more, the merrier.
I don't really care, to be honest. I'm gonna drink this wine. I'm gonna look out into the horizon and just keep a watchful eye.
All right, here you go.
Okay. Day passes, goes pretty clear. Nothing too crazy happens. You see some dolphins.
Cool.
You see an albatross. That's a great sign.
Yeah.
Albatross poops near Kronk.
Nice.
I'm wake up.
Nice.
Having been nearly shit upon.
Yep.
We'll go grab a bottle. We'll take it back out.
Once a day.
I'm looking for that albatross. Is he still around? He's circling?
No, he like flew overhead, nearly pooped on you. Like just missed.
What direction did he go?
He was heading back to Sartosa.
What orientation on the ship is that?
Behind.
It's like port star. Okay, so off the stern. Right, I'm heading up there with the bottle.
Okay.
I'm going to pop the top.
Okay.
Cheers, Manon. I'm going to take a swig. I'm going to smash that shit. It was a sign.
Clearly, mm-hmm. Clearly.
He needed more wine on the stern of the ship for our headwinds.
Yep. I've finished my bottle. I'll immediately grab a second.
Ack is just the party bartender right now.
In between, he's taking naps on the railing, like a cat in the sun.
I'm gonna also go grab another bottle of wine just for me, though.
Okay. Y'all are white girl wasted on the fanciest wines.
Manon needs a drinking buddy. That's us.
I'm not drinking.
Okay.
I don't think one bottle is going to do it for Fargrim.
Probably not. Actually, put all of them down.
We do have a coal cask of ale, and Ack put all the bottles down into like the storage room. So,
Fargrim, actually, you're drinking, but you're drinking less than you would have before.
It's casual drinking instead of trauma drinking. It's crazy.
There's less pain to dull.
Interesting. I'm just doing it for the pleasure.
Yeah, like the you're doing it
just
for the
love of the game.
Yeah, like as you're drinking, it bothers you a little bit. There's like something in the back of your head. Like the more drunk you get, that you're like, why don't I remember it? But this ale is just, or this wine is so good, and you just like move past it.
Mm. Just for the love of the game.
Yeah,
I'm using minor illusion to play call on me.
I think I'm gonna finish the bottle that I have and just take a nap.
Okay, it's perfect weather for it. It's sunny. There's a nice breeze. There's just a little misting of sea spray every now and again. It's peak boat weather.
We're bumping the jams. Mm-hmm. This is what wine gets you.
I'm going to take one of the empty wine bottles and use elementalism to fill it up with like clean water.
Nice.
And then I'm going to water all my little plants.
Nice.
Jurgen's jacket is now slightly damp. Anyone that is near him,
I'd like to think those pockets are like lined with like something.
You see,
he's just pouring water on
just
himself.
Like in like some of his pockets, you just see Jurgen pouring a little bit of wine into his pockets.
It's water,
but it looks like wine.
True, it's a wine bottle.
I get it. Portion control,
saving some for later.
Yeah, you make your way. You have a great time.
How the winds.
The winds are about the same.
I'm going to beckon air and make them stronger.
Oh, nice. Jurgen out here.
Help. The bottles are doing it.
Or it's, you know.
Jurgen. The nature. Jurgen just the nature said wizard. That he was doing it.
It could be both. Oh, okay.
You guys pick up a little bit of speed.
Kronk's just like pretty intoxicated and just notices that there's more wind. I am 100% attributing that to my daily rituals.
Jerrigan's over there going, oh.
I'm like, man, that fucking went. He's back there. I'm just like,
I'm doing like the Avatar jumps and kicks.
Yeah. Not paying attention to that at all.
Yeah, just not clocking it.
Yeah, no, the weather's good. You guys.
He's just doing aerobics, man.
Just training.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you guys about a week to get to Matorka.
Okay.
I don't stop drinking that entire week.
So that's about 9 bottles just for the travel time, because I'm going to assume there's at least 2 instances that required a second bottle.
Probably.
Okay.
I mean, considering your first day, you use 3. And then you guys actually, at the rate you guys go through wine, you're getting low on your stack of wine. You've got like
100 bottles.
Get us there.
150, but Kronk is smashing at least 2 a day.
So that's 14.
No, not 2 a day. 1 a day.
With two days
every, of needing an additional bottle.
Every third day.
So that was 9 bottles.
Plus the original 3.
Yeah.
So that's
plus the 2 12. From the other day.
14.
Yep.
Drank at least 10 myself.
Yeah.
And then everyone else also drank 10.
Yeah. So we're good.
Probably not Ack. He probably wouldn't have drank
we're
10. But
a
like
little
maybe
over
5.
Halfway through our bottles.
Yeah.
We're good.
We got a round trip back.
But we got a whole cask of ale, guys. We're fine. We got a whole second trip in us.
Yeah.
And we can get some more wine here.
Matorkan wine sucks, though.
You guys post your way into the Matorkan. It's actually, some of you have been to the docks before, but it's actually like carved out of the mountain. So you're like going in, like under into like this kind of like subterranean caverns. It's actually really cool.
I'm just blasted.
But you're also blasted. So she's like,
wine drunk.
I'm on the front of the boat, like standing on like the figurehead. I went to the mountain. I looked to the children.
I'm still bumping call on me for at least the 34.
As you're singing, you see like this dark mouth coming to swallow the ship that you're on. And you're like, oh my God, it's happening.
Thank God.
And you go in, and you're like, oh, wait, it's just a cave. This is nice. And then, like, you start seeing, like, lights in the distance. You're like, oh, my God, what's happening?
This cave is amplifying call on me.
Yes. You do realize, like, as you're, like, stop freaking out about being in a cave, you're like, the acoustics in here are perfect.
The acoustics, though, you're going to pause, call on me, and we're going to immediately transition into...
Of
course.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, you guys dock in Matorka. You made it. You're all trashed.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Not all.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
4 of the 5 of you.
I've never felt
are trashed.
More ready, dude.
What are we doing here again?
Oh God.
we're
carrying the party over at my place.
Kronk's place. Where is that again?
You do see a delegation waiting for you.
Delegation.
Oh, shit.
No breathing.
As you guys pull in.
That could be for anybody.
Waiting on the dock, you see Elian in, like, the finest armor.
I'm going to dap him up immediately, just like, what's good, blood? You know, just come in hot with it.
Welcome back, Inquisitors.
Hi, Elian.
Have you been... drinking?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Would you like some?
I'm on duty, but thank
you. Yeah, it's called getting nautical.
We've at least got another like 60, 70 bottles of like 100 something year old wine.
And a cask of ale.
Yeah. Sartosa was a great success.
So
a lot of people.
Coming.
A lot of people died, but yes.
She unfortunately was not present at the time. Island had like zombies and demons and shit. We took care of all of that. Bless you, Fargrim. And,
she's coming.
What was I saying?
She's coming.
She'll come. She's coming.
She's going to come.
She's going to come.
Right. Do not go.
Where she coming? Hey.
She's going to come. She's going to come here.
Well, hopefully, I mean, we left a message. So
I heard I probably should have said this a week ago when we were still in the Sargosa, but I forgot. Shit. I did hear a rumor saying that she is going to come. She's going to show up here.
She's going to come?
Like here?
I will.
Okay, cool.
I think so. It was a week ago, and
I dropped the ball on this. We never once clarified that criteria.
I think Ag discovered it.
I think here. maybe.
Yes.
Anyways,
you guys told me she's going to go to here.
And, all right, yeah. So we sent a letter out. The island's clear, so she should come back with her fleet.
Come back for the island, boys.
And then hopefully get some boats.
Boats and hoes.
Given your current status, there are people here to see you. Should I direct them?
To us immediately.
Yeah, but who is it?
Wait, who are the people?
Well, we have a delegation from Middenheim.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We have some dwarves. Love those
guys. Dab it up.
The dwarves.
Dab it up. Yep. Yeah, I'm going
to dab it up.
I got
I'm going to go find the Templars, the Templar delegation.
I'm going to come with him.
Is Zach allowed off the boat? I thought he was on his crusade.
We're not in Middenheim.
We're in Matorga.
This is my house.
So yeah,
we're good.
Good looking out, though.
Middenheim is landlocked.
We can take a boat.
Yeah, it's like super far north.
Yeah. Oh, so we're not taking the boat there?
No.
They're
going south. Meeting us here.
Yeah.
What if we make the boat fly?
That's what. See, now we're cooking with gas.
We're going to need a lot of wine bottles.
So, yeah, I'll see the Templar delegation immediately dap up the first paladin.
Okay, so.
I would do the same.
Middenheim folks are here.
Mm-hmm.
Dwarves are here.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone here for me?
Did you ask anyone to come for you?
I'm always
supposed to have an inquisitor.
Always here for you.
I mean, you
Kronk.
Were putting together inquisitors.
Yep. But I mean, like, is there specifically a party here for me?
Well, no, because they didn't know. That
Kronk's going to get a little sad.
Okay.
Kronk's going to watch all his friends go be embraced by his loved ones.
That's some of those like baby Billy.
Kronk's wine blasted right now. He's not in an emotionally
Kronk's
like
going to go home and cry
position.
In the shower.
That's what's going to happen for sure.
Gregor was going to do that anyway.
Yeah. Ben's going to do that later.
Damn. Okay. So anyways.
Yeah. So Gregor, you helmet on, helmet off.
Helmet on. I'm not ready to cross that bridge yet.
You see Julian first, actually.
What's up, fam?
Hi.
He's kind of like smiling and talking with the other wolves, and like hears the armor, and he's kind of like has this big smile and turns, looks at you, like it falls off, and like he doesn't draw.
Yeah.
But hand on the hilt.
I get it.
As they all kind of go from like it's kind of like easy, like they're just kind of hanging out at the wet hole, and they're like suddenly kind of like on edge as you come walking up.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. We have a lot to talk about.
Hi.
Ack.
Who is
this?
This is Greg.
Their wolves are also all growling at you.
They know. Oh. They should know who I am.
Oh, that reminds me. I snap, and then I wait 5 seconds, and then I snap again, and then Scald's with me. This is Scald.
That's adorable. Who is this?
So it's a long story. That is Gregor.
He doesn't smell like Gregor.
Some stuff happened when we were in Sargosa.
He noticeably sniffs the air.
Dude, quick
pause. Yeah, I know. He smells bad now.
Quick pause. I cannot remember where I left Bjorn.
You left him at Kronk's house.
Yeah.
Bingo. Got it. Thank God. I was scared there for a second.
But yeah. So
a beach in Sartosa.
No, he never made it to Sartosa.
Some stuff happened, and we got cursed by a two-headed bird guy. So we're still working on fixing that. We just haven't.
Long story, yeah. He aged, and I was...
He smells bad.
I was flesh changed.
Yeah.
You've been flesh changed.
Yep. That did happen.
Yeah, we're working on it.
You've been cleansed with holy flame.
Not yet.
A lot of oil, and then I did burn down the altar that flesh changed me.
You burned it down?
This is a team effort, dog. Don't
be mom. I burned down the building.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. I'll pop the helmet off. My luscious.
They kind of like take a step back.
Fucking fabulous.
Go full like handsome Squidward.
Embrace it. Embrace yourself.
Yeah, we're working on getting him back to his old self.
The hideous flesh change that's before you.
I'm just a girl.
I don't know how to fix it, so I'm just dealing with it. I'm still doing my best.
Do you guys know anything that can fix it?
Julian, you see, starts doing some hand symbols, holds up his holy symbol, and kind of like stares into your soul.
Namaste.
I'll just lock eyes with him.
Take your ring off.
Oh, okay. The mind shielding one? Yeah, I'll pop that off. Yeah, get in there, dog.
You see, he kind of does the same ritual again.
Sorry, I forgot that was on.
Can't get in there, dog.
Just me in here.
Just Greg.
Actually, I'm not even in here, man.
He said, damn, dude, you live like this?
That was like the demon that possessed you. He's like, damn, bitch.
Apologies. This is unheard of.
Yeah, I know. Hey, man. That's why I'm not taking offense. I get it. Like, if I was in your position, I'd probably react the same exact way, if not even more so. So,
as this is happening, you hear pounding paws and then jumping in front of Gregor, growling at all the other wolves. Bjorn appears.
My dude, fucking the goat.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Especially, I'm like a little hammer, so I'm a little emotional. Like, eh.
He's gonna start ugly crying.
Bjorn.
Bjorn kind of like looks at you and then goes back to growling.
Ah, Bjorn. We're cool.
That's cute as fuck.
He doesn't act like it, but we're cool.
That's wholesome.
That's the realest shit I've ever
I'm gonna start blasting in the arms of an angel from behind me on the boat.
You mean lips of an angel?
Well, they're currently at the wet hole. So yeah. You go with them to the wet hole?
Oh, yeah, sure. I thought we were just off the boat doing all this powwowing.
Fargrim, the other dwarves are at the, was it the hammer settlement?
Also, I mean, if these Templars needed any other proof, that should be it, right?
Yeah.
We're square.
It's me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the hammer settlement is where the dwarves have posted up.
All right.
The dwarf quarters.
I'll head there.
Okay. It's not that much nicer than the last time you were there, but it looks like the new dwarves have kind of
helped.
You
should go
like,
with him to the dwarf settlement. I think that would go really well.
For sure, yeah.
With Fargrim?
Yeah.
I'm good.
let's build.
Yeah, the infrastructure is definitely moving along. So it still looks kind of sus, but it is significantly less marshy.
All right. Do I see them?
They're all like out helping, like laying infrastructure and like working on like some pipes to like move the water and get like a good plumbing system.
Hell yeah.
Good base settled.
Are they building a house for Fargrim?
Yeah,
there's a whole settlement. No. They're just trying to make
it's just
better
a dwarf
for dwarves.
Dwarven district. The city gave them land or whatever, but it was all like shitty marshland.
Oh,
because they're dwarves. And Fargrim is helping them make it better.
Hmm.
And the phalanx of dwarves that came has also kind of in their downtime, like, well, I have nothing else to do. May as well set some plumbing.
Yeah, dwarf reinforcements.
Yeah.
So, all right. So I'm gonna yell out, say, "Brother, circle up."
They don't drop what they're doing, but they finish what they're doing and they come over to
nice.
All of the dwarves, not even just the ones have been sent.
Do I have a treat for you guys?
They kind of look at you.
I'm talking about the cascavel.
Oh. I thought you were gonna let him beat up Jerkin.
I got an elf. Y'all
I brought a fucking elf. Hit him.
No.
Y'all can jump
that'd
him.
That'd be so aggressive. No, I'm just gonna have like one or two of them come back and like help me grab the cascavel. I don't think anyone's really gonna miss it.
No.
And bring that back for everybody. Say thank you guys for showing up here, and you know, assisting one, grow the settlement, and two, us. In our mission here to kill Nagash.
Nice. Yeah, so, it goes over. Everyone has a great time.
Awesome. So I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to ask them, like, what do you guys need here to help? Like,
just time to build the infrastructure.
Do you guys need materials or, like, any gold to, like, get you anywhere?
We have a pretty good quarry getting set up.
All right.
Made some good trading deals. The land is shit, but what else do you expect from humans? And give it 200 years, your descendants will be paying us. So
true.
Gotta focus on the long con.
Love the attitude. All right, if you guys need anything, just let me know.
Of course.
Well, he's been talking to all the dwarves since I haven't been drinking in a corner. Can I just be making a giant pile of sand? Because I can summon sand. I can summon 5 feet of... I can, as a druid, as elementalism, I can summon 5 feet of sand as a cantrip.
Portable sand?
So, I mean, that's every second I can summon 5 feet of sand, right? Because it's a
every
cantrip.
Six
instant.
Seconds,
it's instant. So in a minute, I can summon 50 feet of sand.
That's so much. Why?
So if they've been talking for an hour, I could have summoned...
What are you doing?
What's 60
with
times 50 feet of sand? That's like
300 something like that.
A lot of 3,
sand.
Yeah. 3,000.
So you're just building a life-size sandcastle.
How tall is 3,000 feet of? How tall is a mountain? Like 3,000 feet of sand.
Well, I mean, it's not like it. It's not just a straight. It's not Minecraft where you're just stacking.
It's a cube,
sand cube.
It's just a big pile of sand.
There's a big ass pile of sand now, ready for construction use.
Frogram, you turn around. There's a small hill.
Fuck, you want sand?
It's a large.
What do you not want? Dude, you sand for everything, especially in marsh.
There's just so much sand filler. Behind you.
I'm going to look at it and be like...
Oh, that's what you're going to use as a building base. Especially for roads, filling in the marsh. They're going to need sand.
I'm just going to turn back and be like, that's definitely Jurgen. Like, all right.
Could I beckon fire and turn the entire thing into glass?
Not the whole thing, but you can get like some nice...
Wait, I have a fun idea. All right, so I can sculpt elements... Yep. I can sculpt sand.
Is he
so
there?
I have these.
Apparently.
So I have these 3,000 pounds of sand, 3,000 feet of sand.
Yep.
Can I sculpt a sculpture of Fargrim and then, using my magecraft, put fire on it and have a giant glass sculpture of Fargrim?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Fargrim, there is a giant glass sculpture of you behind you now. As you turn around, you see Jurgen like kind of like blasting fire at it.
How tall did you make it?
As big as it could possibly
be. Oh my god.
So, I mean, however tall you made it, needs to be proportionally as wide.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I can also put words into things. So as I'm crafting the sand, I would write Dwarven District.
Farge.
Jurgen, get over here.
And then I sign the like back. Kind of like a tramp stamp is my name as the artist.
It's just right over Arden's ass.
Yeah, please.
Love it.
That would be the spot to put it. Yeah, okay. Hey, guys. This is our buddy, Jurgen.
30 minutes later.
This is Jurgen.
He's been creating sand, and apparently that fucking atrocity.
You're welcome.
But yeah, he's a.
Well, thank God we made this giant glass statue on marsh. In a couple days, it's gonna be half in the ground.
At least it won't set anything on fire when the light hits it wrong.
Some historian's gonna dig this thing up. And
just be like, what the
sunken statue of Farge with the tramp stamp?
How bad is the marsh? Can't be that bad if there's houses on it.
I mean, this is a giant glass statue. It's probably quite dense.
Yeah, probably weighs.
How much do you think 5 feet of sand weighs, and then times it by 60?
Yeah, probably a lot of mass. That's a lot of mass. The ground is not built for this much weight.
That's incredible.
As you're looking at this, it does kind of start to sink a little bit.
Topple is leaning.
Lean onto someone's house.
This is so bad. We can't even move this thing. It's so heavy.
The light catches and starts focusing, and there's like a little hot spot on the ground.
It's just refracting light everywhere. Just on my eyes!
Oh, no. Oh, no, no. I don't know what...
That's so fucking funny.
You guys figure out what you want to do with that. I don't...
Guys, he's building bridges. Literally, when it tips over, it's going to be a bridge.
Oh, God.
Dwarfling runs over. Mommy, what's this? And, like, the pool of molten stone that this giant glass oven has created.
Oh, people could probably bake stuff on this thing.
There's a puddle of magma now. From where, like, Fargrim's stomach condenses the light. There's a little...
They should put this thing in... They should build the forge around this, because light will come in, and it'll... They don't even need a fire. This thing will just fucking, like, convection
oven.
It's going to
end up, like, shouldn't have, like, glass balls in your house, because the light's going to reflect on it and just burn everything down.
There is a puddle of magma in the town square.
Listen, the
everybody's
problem
house
with that,
is going to burn down as the sun moves across the sky.
The problem with that... Right, the problem with that theory is that the sun's going to keep moving, so that... It's never going to be, like, fully centered on one place.
Accidentally creates a giant magnifying scope for the sun.
This is awful.
Just starts setting shit on fire.
How do we... Okay, someone break this
thing
down.
It's all coming from, like, his axe.
Yeah. Damn it,
changes
dude.
The points throughout the day. So, like, it's just different spots that just create hot spots all over the place.
Can someone, like, paint this? Just throw some paint on it.
Cover it with a cloth.
Cover it with a cloth.
We got a tarp.
Someone tarp to say. But hey,
it's like
we got a bunch of sand now.
What, like?
I mean, do you, how much?
40
sand do you have?
Feet tall, at least.
Oh shit! Yeah, all the sand he turned into that.
They don't.
I used as much as I could.
You're a pain in the ass.
This is why I thought he hunting him was the treat.
I thought the sand was going to be the payoff here.
Yeah. And, I thought he was going to gift the sand to the dwarves as building materials, but he's like, I got a better
one. I thought that's what he was going to do.
It was the prep
too.
Work for my magnum opus.
Put this. No. Take this to your
what
realm.
What is done cannot be undone.
Get rid of this.
This is eternal. This will outlive most.
This is a gift.
This is his Trojan horse to burn down your settlement.
This
great glass gift.
This is how much I love the dwarves.
Starts burning down their homes.
The elven dwarven feud lives on another day.
It's like the Colossus at Rhodes.
Yeah.
It's fucking
just glass, so it's just magnifying light.
Jürgen, get rid of it.
I can't.
Get rid of it.
I physically can't.
Put it on a different realm.
I can't do that. It's
Why
too big.
Why the fuck not? You bitch.
If anything, you just gotta build an awning over it so it doesn't get
anywhere. You know, if you build one of those, like, Roman, like the circles that they fucking put on every building with the, like, obelisks? You can build one of those around it with, like, a little awning.
What the fuck's the point, then?
Like a Parthenon?
Yeah, you guys are gonna need to take care of this. Fuck, you might want to build some shit.
A dome? You mean a dome?
Well, no, you know,
just
they
create
they have
a
the,
giant yeah, bomb and be like, yeah, you're gonna want to get that fixed.
You're gonna want to put a dome over that.
You're gonna need to build like some columns, probably enclose this whole thing.
As he says that,
it's gonna start
that,
causing problems.
As he says that, I'm gonna punch him in the face.
Oh. He's like, this is what I get for working overtime.
I don't know if you could
try to do something good.
Why
for
the
these
fuck
people.
Would I not be able to?
Hey man, yeah, I got you this exotic fish that needs very expensive food.
It's truly a white elephant.
And you need to get like a really expensive tank
and
everything.
You live in an apartment downtown? I got you a horse. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
All right, no, I just rolled for it.
These are only $5,000
only
a month.
$5,000.
How'd you do?
I just rolled for me punching him in the face.
What'd you roll?
Is it a flat roll or is it a
strength? With you add your strength.
With my strength? 23.
What's your AC, big dog?
Does that hit?
I have an 18.
Yeah. Farge just right in the face. Yeah.
This is what you get for
your
acts of kindness for dwarves.
Yeah, this is why, I think in your mind, this just reinforces why dwarves hate shit.
My ancestors were right.
No, because we had the massive discussion right beforehand of why this is a very harmful thing to have right here in the settlement.
Oh my
so he very much deserved
it. No good deed goes unpunished.
Put it right. No bad deed goes unpunished, brother.
I built it right next to the school.
The school and the orphanage.
Oh, no. And the petroleum process.
Oh, my God.
Why did we put the gunpowder factory between the orphanage and the school?
And the puppy daycare.
Oh, Jürgen, I don't care what you do or how you do it.
Oh my God, it's right next to
Get
a natural gas line.
Get rid of this thing.
It's tempered glass. I don't think anyone can. I think this is going to be here as long as... I think this thing's going to outlast
gonna figure
the
it
settlement.
Out.
Dude, just build
you're
another dome. Build a glass dome over the top of it.
We're going to keep digging ourselves out of this hole with more sand.
It's like BP. So we get out of this drill.
What you're going to do is move earth, right? And bury it.
Or I could back an earth and put it on its side. But then you guys are going to have a digging back up.
You're just going to bury it.
Back in earth and then form that earth into like an awning.
I kind of like it though.
That's why I just make an awning.
Hey, now this seems like a problem for later.
Yeah.
Seems like somebody else's problem.
There's smart dwarves here. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, some engineers, right? I'm not there.
Jürgen, listen, man. Me and you are going to have a big problem if you don't fucking fix this right now.
All right, can I beckon more earth and just have a layer of sand on top of it so it's not shining light?
Yes.
There, that's fixed until the next, like, strong breeze.
Until you guys get some steady rain.
You guys just need to dirty it up a little bit.
You're a pain in my ass.
It's just like the original.
I don't even know why you came here. Like, why are you even here?
I don't know. Great.
Fucking... Go away.
He's on PTO from the war.
He took some time off to go work on his
Greg kind of pushed me this way, and I just kept fucking walking. Here, I will help. Can I just keep summoning more sand?
I wouldn't mind that.
It's just a mound of sand.
As long as we're here, I'll just keep summoning sand. Because it doesn't take anything out of me, so I can just be like walking and just fucking dumping sand.
Just leaves a fucking trail.
No, just do it in one spot.
Just fucking sand.
One fucking spot.
Everywhere. None of it's concentrated.
I'm going to stop him if he's doing that and just tell him to do it in one spot or I'm going to beat the piss out of him.
Also, did you roll for damage on that?
I did not roll for damage, actually.
It's just one plus your strength modifier.
Unless you have Tavern Brawler.
Six damage.
You took six bludgeoning damage.
Yeah, six would definitely hurt me.
What a great time to just dimension door away from your problems.
I was thinking about putting her on top of the statue, but I decided
prefer.
I'm going to plant a bunch of flowers around the statue, too, and then I'll use Druidcraft to make them bloom. That's what we'll do. We'll cover this thing in flowers. There, everyone's
happy.
That's
actually kind
of
cool.
Here, we'll grow some vines so I can put down a bunch of sand.
More sand.
These dwarves are not going to tend the flowers. They're just going to dry out and light on fire.
And then eventually, yeah.
They're magical flowers.
For sure, for sure.
So I'm gonna have like vines and flowers and just nice, you know, foresty bullshit just grows up this statue.
I hate that I have a statue of myself.
As the plants grow up it a little bit, it disrupts the ground and it shifts another like 3 degrees.
I'd like to think that all the flowers and plants make it resemble me a little bit more.
You ain't that wide, bro.
No.
You don't have the ball-shaped physique.
I would say maybe facially a little bit, but like you can't change the bowling ball into like you're tall and lanky.
Yeah,
you guys are opposite body shapes.
The beard itself would just it would be too hard.
Never
to
mind the giant mohawk.
Never mind the giant mohawk.
Massive penis.
That's gonna be reflecting light. At the fucking school.
I don't know why he made it so phallic.
Damn it! This is why we can't have nice things.
Can I mage hand it back into place?
Mage hand can lift 10 pounds.
Thousands of pounds.
Yeah, never mind. Now, I could loosen the dirt on the other side, and it will fall back into place.
Or maybe you can just harden the dirt underneath it.
Stay hard.
Hoard.
No, I think you should definitely try removing the dirt on the
Sounds
one
like
side.
You should turn the sand underneath it into some glass.
I'm quickly losing interest in this statue.
Help stabilize it. He's on to the next thing.
I'm quickly losing interest in your presence here.
Still here.
Is it done? Are the flowers done?
Flowers are done.
Okay.
You have a beautiful flower crown around your mohawk.
So it won't burn down the settlement the next sunny day.
You know, it'd probably make those plants really happy because it'd be like this little nice warm rock. You know, just keeping them cozy through the winter. Dude. I bet we could grow some really exotic plants on this thing.
Eggplant, you know where.
It's like a reverse greenhouse. It's just greenhousing the whole earth.
I'm just blankly staring at him.
Just fucking, I'm just imagining he's saying these things out loud as he's just pondering the statue. Like, you know, this is like an inside-out greenhouse. Fargo's just like...
You know, scholars are going to come from far and wide to come study this thing.
Yeah, maybe they can give some money to the settlement.
You're welcome.
Fucking douchebag.
I should really be charging a fee to come see it.
Can you go away? No. Can you just get out of here?
I kind of putter off and just start summoning more sand.
Is it in the same spot?
Occasionally, I get distracted and look at something.
Just fucking bullshit.
Can I have confirmation the sand is going in the same pile?
More or less.
Okay. Because if it's not, we're going to
have
problems.
It's not like he's walking through town, but he's like puttering around in like a general area.
Well, you got to spread it, otherwise it'll fall over.
Yeah. Okay. So he's like 100 feet away from you, like looking at the statue and like just making sand.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, what's that? And there's some sand over there.
How many days do you think it would take me to fill this entire swamp with sand?
I imagine you also just say that.
I'm
going to.
Yeah.
For sure.
Can I do like an investigation check to
yeah,
like
give me a nature check.
A nature check?
A nature check.
Ooh, it's only a +5.
Oh no.
I got a nat 20. That's a 25.
You think you could do it to make it structurally sound? It would probably, you need to let it settle a little bit in between. And also, you don't need a lot of sleep. Yeah. You could pr- probably do it in like 2 weeks.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to turn back to my dwarf.
Yeah. Who have just been watching this.
Yeah.
Just like with mixed emotions. Some of them are laughing. Some of them are mad.
Yeah.
Some of them are just like fucking elves, man.
Yeah. Dude.
They're in awe.
Well, I'm just gonna turn back of them, like at them, and be like, "Hey, like that absolute nightmare of a elfling is Jurgen, but he is currently summoning sand, huh?
Is he the treat?
The treat? No, not quite. No, no. The treat is some pretty fucking awesome ale that I'll just have like a couple of you guys come with me to grab. But he's summoning sand right now to try and help." Provide material so we can get rid of some of the marshland and, like, hopefully make it less mucky.
I don't know if we need elf sand, but
okay. It's not elf sand. It's just fucking sand.
Every grain of sand looks like a little elf.
No. That's weird.
It's like a snowflake, but they're all little elves.
No.
Specifically, they look like Jurgen.
Please tell me that's not accurate.
Jurgen, roll me a d20.
How do you even do that? How can one even do something?
Magic.
It's like the grains of rice.
Yeah, grains of rice sculptures. But
they're not good. You think they look like you, but no one else.
Well, good thing they're going in the fucking dirt.
There's just enough that turn out good that like you could be like, is it? But if you look at more, you'd be like, no.
It's like chicken nuggets at like McDonald's where it's like, this is a rhino. And you're like, sure.
Yeah, sure. It's like looking at clouds. Like, I can see it.
All right. I'm walking out of here. I'm fucking done.
I follow.
Slayer, when do we leave?
It's going to be a few days. I'll come get you guys when we're ready. But for now, let's go get this ale so you guys can...
We shall continue the foundation.
Have a drink. Then. I appreciate you guys and your hard work.
Course.
Get the fuck over here.
Still just saying.
Okay. Yeah, you guys go and you get the giant cask of ale and you bring it back and it's a good time in the Hammer Settlement.
Nice.
Except for all the fucking sand.
That'll be good though.
For all the fucking...
That'll be good. The statue's not gonna be good. But the sand will be good.
People are gonna love this statue when we get it like fixed up right.
Can you just stay out of
what does that even
the hammer
mean?
Settlement. Just stay out of here. Right.
You know, like when they get it fixed up right.
There's no fixing that thing.
Stop. My abs hurt.
It's like a car in cinder blocks on the front lawn.
But it's not. Like, what's a statue that's completed?
It's awful. The fact
when you come back, it's another like 1 degree shifted.
We didn't is it a good and accurate representation of Fargrim? Because it could look like that bust of Cristiano Ronaldo's head that was just looking atrocious. It could be horrible.
Oh, God.
We got distracted.
Kronk is currently at home crying into a pint.
I'm at my
ice
tailor because I know he'd be excited to see me.
I like to think they get like fines from the city because it wasn't on the building plans for the.
The city I don't think the city has a lot of control over what we do in Hedos.
It's Matorka.
It's the city.
The DMV is everywhere. Except in their business offices outside of the hours of 1 to 1:47 p.m.
You referenced the bylaws. There was no statue permit purchase.
Well, I thought the land though was given.
They bought it.
It's a rental.
Right.
But or more like they're leasing it from the city. Yeah. So they own it, but it is part of the city. So it's kind of like when you buy a house in Milwaukee, you still have to go through like the property.
You tell me we have an HOA?
Nah,
bro. No, but you do have a zoning.
You still got to pay property taxes and stuff.
Rent to own at 45% APR. It's no big deal.
We got to get out of here.
76%.
To be fair, your dwarfs, you're going to outlive the lease. Like, you know, it's like a 100-year lease, but you're still going to be owning it down the line.
I just got to start I don't even know how.
Both sides thought that they got the greatest deal of it because the humans are like, yeah, 100-year lease, and the dwarves are like, shit, only 100 years.
You know what? Suckers. Why don't
everybody wins?
Are we still in the dwarven area?
No,
you guys are leaving.
While we're walking back, while we're like starting to leave, I have an idea,
dude.
What if I go? No, hear me out. What if I go back and I use my elementalism and I just make a giant retaining pond? You guys love a nice pond. The entire swamp will drain into the pond, and then there will be no more water. Why are we not already doing this?
I don't know what any of those words mean.
You're a dwarf.
None of those words are in the Bible.
It's true.
He's not a gardening dwarf.
You don't know what a retaining pond is?
Would this help?
Water? What the- Are you Cindy saying this, or is this Fargrim?
Fargrim.
Fargrim does stonework in a mountain.
True.
Yeah, mountains don't have water. Let's go back there and make a pond.
I don't know if I trust you at this point.
Let's go back there.
I make you a beautiful gift,
dude,
and you hit me.
Can we just be realistic for a second? Come on.
It was wonderful. Can I roll for how good it was?
Yeah, go for it.
Just because I used magic building it, can I do an arcana roll?
Yeah, you can do arcana to see how accurate it is to Fargrim.
That's a 22. It's pretty fucking spot on.
It's spot on, but it does have the side effect of on a sunny day, it might burn the town down.
Hey man, but he even tempered the glass in the mohawk just right so that it colors reflectively. So it even gets the hair a little bit, you know?
It's pretty.
I thought you covered it with fucking flowers.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for now, until they can build a dome over it. I can't build a dome. I just build statues.
I'm an artist, not an architect.
Yeah,
this is going to take away so many resources and time.
What if we put that statue inside of another statue?
Now we're cooking with gas.
We're going to come back and they're just going to have gotten rid of the statue.
How?
I'd love to see it.
The dwarves, they
find
a way.
What's happening? He's making jobs.
We don't need
the
jobs.
Stimulus.
That's not making jobs.
Stimulating
they're
the
not
economy.
Paid.
He's making jobs.
They're not being paid.
Wait, I didn't say they were paid jobs.
How long have we been here? We've been here a couple hours.
Yeah.
Let's go back. Let's dig this retention pond. The swamp will drain. You guys have a nice pond to go fishing in, and this will speed up the work.
How would
by,
we get fish into this pond?
Can I do an investigation to think about how much time this is going to save them by draining the swamp instead of trying
sure.
to re-affirm
yeah.
the swamp?
Draining the swamp, that's for sure.
Give me a nature check.
Oh, I rolled an investigation. Let me roll a nature instead. That's a 13. I'm pretty confident this pond is going to make things shipshape.
You don't know exactly how much time, because you don't know exactly what the dwarf plan was, but, like, it's got to make it easier.
I'm going to roll, I don't know, insight? Or,
sure.
Like, what do we roll to see if, like, this is going to be accurate?
So insight would be if he believes it's accurate or not, if he's, like, fucking with you.
Oh, no.
I guess nature?
Okay.
As well?
Nat 20.
As Amber, I don't know enough about how water diversion works. Alec, I think, knows more than me, so if he says it works, I'm going to trust that that's how it works. I think adding more water to a swamp by adding a pond is questionable.
No, the swamp becomes the pond.
So you're making
a big,
it lower.
You make a big hole. All the water in the swamp drains into the retaining pond.
Gotcha. Yeah. I thought you were using Druidcraft to fill a lake, and I was like, that's...
No. We need to add water to the sequence system.
Okay.
We're going to drink ourselves sober in the swamp. No, you dig a big hole, and then all the water from the swamp will drain into it, which then makes the swamp nice grazing land.
I see. Okay. Well, Fargrim, he's going to start digging a hole. Some water's gonna go.
Wait, no. I wanna go talk to the charge guy. Who's in charge of the settlement plans?
Right. For the actual plans, you are going to go to the Department of.
We're not doing that.
Works.
We are not.
are there druids here? Are there other druids?
There are no other druids. It is just dwarves.
Oh, do they have their pickaxes and hammers and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they were currently
they shovels.
Underground, like digging, like, trenches for, like...
The water?
For water and, like, for plumbing.
Yeah. Yeah, because the swamp would just fill... That's great. Let's route all the trenches into this pond, and it'll literally be, like, the wastewater receptacle. Like, all the street water when it rains and stuff. This place is going to have, like, Roman plumbing. Like, this place is going to be great.
You want all of toilet plumbing to go into the fishing pond?
No, like the street, the street sewer.
The drains?
The drains, yeah. The, okay. Like when it rains, they can route it all to this pond, and then the place won't flood. It'll all go to the pond.
I'm really excited for all this work to get done, and then the Motorkan government's going to find out that the land is really nice, and then y'all are going to be
eminent domain
breach of contract.
Good luck
for having done a bunch of unpermitted work.
You do that's that.
True. You, they, good luck. The head dwarf is going to show you the building permit that they got approved over the course of 3 months. Mm-hmm. That does not include any of this, and will hand it to you and say, "Make the amendments, convince the council, and then we'll talk."
Let's just go dig a pond. Let's just do it. Because we'll just say the hole was always there. They're not going to know. It's a hole.
They will know. He pulls out a packet.
Do they have inspectors that like come on this land
yes.
periodically?
Yes.
We will no longer let them in.
Ah, yes.
Or we make the elfling. In right. Dwarvis, or but, we make the elfling.
I feel like Matorka has so many more things that are more important right now.
Never doubt power in bureaucracy.
No, they're really invested in fucking over right. the dwarves. I would.
The Department of Rodent Affairs has been here so many times in case we accidentally kill a rat during this process.
Why are they so concerned about that?
I don't know. Because
that's their job, bro.
Apparently... There's a whole team of people.
Sounds like
whose whole job is rat welfare.
Sounds like a waste of resources.
They're a necessary part of the ecosystem.
Yeah?
Let's have the elfling fill out the plans. He can deal with it. And if it works, great. And if not, we just keep doing what we're doing.
All right, sounds good.
You should make plans and then submit them to Kronk.
I can move. That's a good idea. We'll just do it since we're already here and I can do it quickly
before we leave. We'll take
it to Kronk. Kronk will approve it and it'll already be done.
No, we're not going to do it. We're gonna write the plan.
You just want to have swamp ass here forever.
Yep. We're going to write the plan. We'll get it approved and then we'll do it. I'm not going to screw over this whole settlement just because you want to do stuff.
I'm not going to get everyone evicted over your ADHD.
All right, let's get out of here.
The sun's also like going down at this point from the time that you guys have spent.
Jesus Christ. I only need a couple hours of sleep.
All right, we're leaving.
Are you going to break in the middle of the night?
No, what?
I can't believe the elf is in the dwarf settlement wanting to dig a hole, and the dwarves are saying no to the hole. How are we in this position where the elf is in the diggy-diggy hole mood?
Because they've been fucked over by Mentorka 1,000 times.
So she's going to stop being dwarves?
You think dwarves don't have their own bureaucracy?
Can I roll a persuasion check to try and convince them that sure. it's in their dwarven roots to dig this hole with me?
I don't think that's how this works.
As they're explaining these plans and they're pulling up map after map after map that they have meticulously hand-drawn, you do kind of get the vibe that they're enjoying this game of chess with Matorka, of like, Matorka's trying to fuck them. Mm-hmm. They're fucking over Matorka by just every time they're like, we need a detailed plan, they've come in with like 18 detailed plans.
It's like I said, both sides think they're winning this deal.
Yes.
For sure. Yeah. I rolled a 13 for convincing the dwarves that they need to convince. Do
they're like, they give you a blank map. They give you a filled-in map, and they give you all 37 forms that would need to be filled out for this, that they have already gotten. You see, like, just, like, a stack of assorted paperwork for all of the forms they might possibly need from the city.
I'm gonna burn down the DMV.
I'm disgusted with how many trees they've killed.
Good.
With how many trees Matorka has killed. This is Matorka's forms.
Yeah, the dwarves don't want to fill out.
This is Matorkan paper.
This is Matorkan paper. It's stamped.
It's got a letterhead.
All right, let's see. If you guys can have your swamp. Stay moisty. All
right, let's go. Let's go. I'm done.
Okay. Well, I should be back. Done at the tailor's by
you are,
now
you
with
have...
some fresh trip.
Yeah, you guys.
How much did that cost suit. Me?
How many suits did you get, and how much of a rush did you put on them?
I didn't get any suits, but I did get 2 bougie-ass pairs of travel wear that I would like to have for our voyage across the sea.
How long did you tell him it would take until you needed ready?
About a week.
About a week? Okay. Yeah, then, probably like 15 gold.
Done.
Nice. That's nothing.
It's made of the finest silk, so it'll breathe. Like
always
in the
is.
Desert.
Yeah. Nice. Always is.
We're gonna go back to Kronk's.
Kronk's to the
okay.
to yeah. the
I'll go see Gary.
Our house outside.
Gary will settle
Gary
me down.
Is like slowly but surely ramming the door of the stable because Bjorn left him.
Oh,
and he's skull. And well, Bjorn ran out of here like something was in trouble. So he doesn't break the door down.
Gary's stressed,
but if it takes too much longer, he might.
Thank goodness,
which Gary
get a rampaging.
Yeah, he's holding himself back, yeah. But he's like doing the like thunk, thunk. He's making himself known.
If he broke out of there, he'd for sure have a boot on him.
But yeah, Fargrim, as you're kind of coming up the path, like,
they put a boot, they put a boot on Gary for sure. Gary.
You hear thunk.
Gare.
Thunk.
Gare. Oh, Gare Bear. Settle.
Thunk. Thunk.
Settle
thunk.
Down.
Thunk. Thunk. Thunk.
I'm opening the door.
Thunk. Thunk. Instantly, as soon as you open the door, just slime and tentacles just hugging
awesome. At max speed.
Do I take damage?
Not very.
No, I think, aren't you immune to Gary's slime?
That would have been you.
We probably built up a tolerance at this point.
I mean, I'm resistant to poison.
Oh, you're resistant to it. That's right. But you take like 4 points.
For your flesh burning.
Ooh, nice.
What? And just like the little one of the smaller tentacle is just kind of like feeling your whole face.
Hell yeah!
It is quite.
Hell yeah!
Jurgen, you see this? Fargrim is being swallowed by a giant snail.
That's okay.
Yeah. He knows.
Well, Jurgen knows Gary.
Yeah.
They deserve this.
They deserve each other. Yeah.
Not how you doing, buddy?
Gary role. Missed you.
Yeah,
a lot.
I miss you too, buddy.
Goddamn.
I'm gonna take out some food and give it to him.
He slurps it up and then kind of rubs you with his little tendril again.
Oh. I miss you too,
Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just gonna hang out for a little bit until everybody comes back.
Okay.
I mean, we're not meeting at the stables, though, are we?
No, but like
stables are right outside.
I don't know when you guys are back. Yeah. You guys aren't quiet.
It's true. Jurgen, what are you doing in Kronk's yard while Fireham?
Not fucking landscaping, that's for sure.
Well,
you might be. You don't know that.
How much time do I feel like I have? Like, what's our group plan for the rest of the day? Are we just chilling here, or?
Did you guys make a plan?
I mean, I just went to the tailor's while everyone was off doing.
Yeah, we went to go.
I can't imagine
meet the wolves.
Yeah, we went to go talk battle strategy with the wolves of Middenheim.
Okay.
We'd head back eventually, though.
Yeah, we would regroup. Yeah.
Yeah. What? How long? Because they just got here the day before, and their idea was that they were getting here, getting on a boat, and immediately leaving. Is that not the plan?
I think they got like a week. Well, I mean, they're here, so.
Everyone's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, if so, and then like maybe like tomorrow.
Well, don't we got to wait for Aranessa?
But is she meeting us here? Is she meeting us at a Sartosa?
I don't know. I wasn't
That's
here for
the thing.
We said we had to double check the last episode.
Either
we
way,
did not double check
that.
Yeah, we did
today.
Not double check that.
We're not leaving today.
But after this episode, I'm going to probably forget to double check that.
Well, we're either leaving tomorrow or a week from now.
Sometime within 1 to 7 days.
We just got back. Beautiful. We're still a little drunk.
Stay
we're going to regroup, and we'll get back to you shortly when we're slightly less drunk.
There's a lot in motion.
Stay frosty, stay tactical.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Don't got to get ready if you stay ready.
That's day one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll be
here in 1 to 7 business days. Mm-hmm. we'll be leaving.
Here. Drinks on me.
For a crusade
and I'll
against
hand
death itself.
Like 67 gold.
Damn, they're probably going to party pretty hard then.
Drinks on the pop.
Very nice.
I do what I can.
Brownie points with the boys.
They all just start cheering and like they already had mugs of ale and just start like. Just
Aranessa shows up tomorrow. Everyone's blasted as fuck.
All right. Yeah. Everybody on the boat.
All right. Yeah,
on the fucking boat. Oh, God. I got the fart needles again.
Okay. I want to know what that means.
I don't know.
You don't want
to. I'm scared.
Nobody wants to know.
No one.
Yeah, so in 1 to 7 business days, our crusade kicks off.
Do we have any way to, like, check in with Aranessa?
Well, basically, we're going to. Basically, the reason I said 1 to 7 is, like, we're probably. Like, we're going to go back and check.
we'll definitely. Yeah. A couple. Within 3 days, bounce back there and double check. So, like, was she coming here? Or to Matork?
Yeah.
Do we have anything of Aranessa's that we could just pop over there and be like, yo, where you at?
I don't think so.
Okay. I mean, I could teleport back to that fortress, but guys, real quick.
What happened?
Rallying. Also, we rallying at Matorga. Just for ease of communication.
Mm. You could do that. That would probably be smart.
I mean,
Didn't you guys not say meet us here? Didn't you guys say we're sailing to the land of the dead?
I wasn't here when they talked
to meet up either at Matorka or at Sardoza because she wanted to rally up with the boats.
That was a plan.
And get a flotilla together.
Yeah, she was gonna. We were hoping to sail to the lands that with her and like an armada.
Gotcha.
I think was always the plan.
I think we need to give it a couple days though because those motherfuckers were really pissed off. I think if they think that we left and we just show up in their house again,
guys,
they're going to be fucking livid.
Boys.
Like, fellas.
All right, so tomorrow I'll boop over there.
Yes, absolutely. Like,
just wanted to clarify the deets.
Just need to run things.
Just refresh. We've don't had bring a the long Sandman. Drinking.
Yeah, I don't bring the Sandman. Hey, y'all want a statue? Because we got a guy.
It's glass, though. Be real careful. Don't keep flammable stuff.
Do you have any domes we could put it under?
Oh,
or...
Y'all are hoot. Okay. Anything else y'all want to do today?
I don't think so. I think Kronk is pretty good. He's back at the house. He's probably catching up on mail. Mm-hmm. Maybe sending some stuff back and forth to some dignitaries that may or may not have needed attention while I was gone. Just, you know,
luckily with the speed of the Matorkan mail system, it'll
probably be here in a few weeks.
The week year. Given the current diplomatic incident, it's...
I mean, for particularly important things, we tend to just send a runner.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in my tunnels beneath the house, and I'm going to scrimshaw some of the bones that I bought.
Nice.
I bought a lot of bones. I'll work on some magic stuff.
Cool. I'm going to do those pond plans disgruntledly. And I'm naming the lake Lake Jurgen.
I'm letting you borrow my study for this.
I'm gonna give him the plans for approval, too.
Very cool.
Kronk, you know you're not able to approve them.
I can't give approval, but I know the people who can.
Yes, and you know the people who know the people that can get it approved faster.
Correct.
Can we give it to a servant to run to that person's house to get it approved?
I'm telling Kronk to change the name of the lake before he goes.
I don't show him.
I can't change the plans.
We're not calling it Pond Jurgen.
It's Lake Jurgen, but
if the plans are provided to me and I alter the plans, then I'm in violation of Subarticle 3, Chapter 4.
The plans haven't been submitted, so that doesn't make sense.
He just provided them to me.
Yeah,
yeah, but yeah, they haven't been submitted.
They were submitted to him, though.
I didn't even tell you about them.
As a tertiary party, cannot make alterations to the plans that have been submitted.
I am not showing the plans to Fargrim. You hit me.
Shit. You hit me.
No one's going to call it that. So it doesn't even...
I mean that's what Matorka's going to call it. This is going to be like the Gulf of America situation.
Where everybody else still calls it the Gulf of Mexico. They're like, it's me!
Incredible.
Guess what? Alberta, 51st. Yeah.
Okay.
Or less politically charged, it's like Miller Park. No one calls it AmFam Field.
No.
No.
It's Miller Park.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, the road is still Miller Park Way.
It's technically Brewer's Boulevard.
Yeah, Brewer's Boulevard now. They did change it.
But I still call it Miller Park.
Yeah, but everyone calls it.
But like all the businesses and everything, all their addresses are the Miller Parkway location.
Yeah.
Because that road, it's still...
The part of the road is now Brewer's Boulevard, but the rest of the road is still Miller Parkway.
As another example, technically, I am the legal owner of Gary the Flail Snail in Matorka.
Why is everyone just fucking me over?
Per the documentation.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand why everything in Matorka is just fucking me over.
Man, I'm here building the lake so your houses don't drown. Unbelievable.
So your houses don't drown.
The house doesn't drown.
Hell they're doing just fine.
He's also summoning the storm that would make it flood, but, you know, we don't talk about that.
I didn't do that yet.
Can you just stay out of this, please?
Can you just
worry about yourself and your elven
I already
lands?
Submitted the plans. My elven lands are totally fine. They're almost boring. Like, there's nothing for me to do. It's already all of them.
I've achieved such a...
I hope you're paying for all this.
I've achieved a utopia.
Go ahead, pay for it.
We're so good.
You might get the bill for me.
No, I will not.
Are you planting one of the baby druid trees?
I was considering leaving an island in the center of the lake to do that, and I'm still on the fence. Okay. I don't think the dwarves would take care of it properly.
Probably not.
It's like giving a house plant to someone who you know is not going to water it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really don't deserve it.
You could leave a rock.
I might put another statue in the middle of the lake, though. Like underwater, like creepily.
That way people, if I ever the lake
you don't
ever,
see it till you're swimming.
Yeah, if the lake ever dries out or if someone dives down, they'll be like, what? Why is this down?
It's just jerking.
It'll be me mooning. Just ass out.
I'm taking my book of grudges out and putting Mitorka in it. I'm writing Mitorka. Just Mitorka. Wow. The book of grudges.
Wow.
Right, I thought it was already in there.
Right, I will destroy this city.
Right underneath fucking Nagash and Khorne.
And this is what is going to lead to the culmination of our ultimate battle.
Correct. I will destroy the city one day.
That's kind of unhinged.
Gronk the hero, Fargrim the destroyer.
Sure. Yeah.
Does someone take those plans to the plan guy, though?
Yeah, I'll have a run.
Are you turtly enough for the turtle club?
turtle.
Okay, well, on that note, I think that's the end of our episode.
That was
today.
An hour well spent.
Oh, my gosh.
That was great.
I think 40 minutes of that hour was me describing my statue.
just doing landscaping.
Thank you guys for listening to our new landscaping podcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Dude. Flip this house with Jurgen.
This whole pond.
Dwarves, move that bus.
I just want everyone to know if this gets approved and he does this and it goes bad, I will kill him.
What are you going to do when it goes good?
Nothing.
So go
you
back
did
and fix
this.
That.
You wanted to do
go
this.
Go back and fix the elephant. We fixed
Nobody
it.
Asked you to do this.
It's fixed.
Anyway, shout out to our sponsors. We got VB Health and
Fanroll and Farm and Fleet. No,
that'd be amazing.
Man, what a wild one. Yeah. Thank you, patrons.
Yes. Throw it up.
Yes.
Throw it up.
Love you guys.
We can add a tablet with all your names to the underground statue that he's going to have in the pond.
Correct. Yeah. That's definitely getting dumped in
dude,
there.
Potential shirt idea, like fucking Jurgen Landscaping Crew.
Gonna write that down.
Jurgen Lawn Care LLC.
Two stars.
Potential patrons.
One review, two stars. Fargrim Grudge Bearer. Fuck this guy. Statue looked good, though.
Did not do anything I requested.
Explicitly, we do it all except gnomes.
No gnomes. We don't do gnomes.
We'll do everything as long as it's what I want, not what you want.
I can see that, too. We'll sit down and create a custom plan, and they make the plan, but yo, your plan sucked, so I'm going to give you my plan.
So we got your plan, and anyways, here's our plan.
It's a custom plan. You have no input.
Yeah, it's our custom plan. Goddamn. All right. Well, I hope you guys had fun and enjoyed.
It's fixed. We fixed it.
Leave a comment down below if you're team dwarf or team elf in this infinite ancestral generational feud.
What's your thoughts on gnomes?
Yeah, what do you think about gnomes?
Well, the thing is, though, like, Fargrim's actually never done anything to elves. I've never really like messed with the elves.
You punched an elf today.
You just assaulted one.
That was a hate crime.
That was in response to something being done.
Potential
to him.
Episode title: Fargrim commits a hate crime.
Is it really Fargrim that's committing the hate crime here?
Yes.
I can already see the Matorkin news article. Innocent elf crafts beautiful dwarven statue in dwarf district. Gets hit.
Assaulted by angry midget.
Dwarven statue that local, could burn down the entire...
Local elf artisan assaulted.
That could burn down hundreds of years.
A goodwill mission.
That's going to be the episode name. Local elf artisan assaulted.
On humanitarian mission to dwarf...
For sure.
Dwarf projects.
History is written by the victors, Fargrim.
I'm still alive.
I'm really just colonizing the dwarf industry.
This is a problem for me.
Oh, fuck.
You're planting the druid tree and all the elves are going to flock to it.
So anyway.
Maybe.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Hashtag free Jurgen.